sir, I can see that from what you're saying there. Holy moly. Well, let's hope that the rain comes and the boom booms and the lightning stay away. You know, that's the problem. To get the rain, you got to go through this other ordeal. And I can relate, probably speaking for every ham operator in the world, the two greatest enemies, well, let's just say two enemies, is lightning and wind for the operator. They're very much the enemy. There's others, of course, but, you know, I'll scurry around here and start unplugging everything from one end of the compound to the other. It means I got to go through two buildings. One building is three separate areas. I've got so many things wired in, queued in, whatever you want to say. So, and yesterday. So I reconnected. I thought I had everything reconnected, but then I was hearing my local guys out here, operators, saying, "Sam, we hear you, but we don't hear anybody else." I said, "Oh no. We got something wrong in the display when we were messing with it." But last night when I was shutting everything down, I noticed that something wasn't connected. And that's the antenna that these guys listen to. I said, "Well, no wonder they're not here. It's not even connected." So I'm going ahead and letting my expertise out on the air today. Some people might say, "Well, you're a dumbass." You know, A-Z-Z. But anyway, we found it, we fixed it, and it's working. So there we go. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, Nelson.